very first LP. I'm sure that many of you were probably, some of you remember this song that we recorded some time ago. We like to do it. It's kind of mellow and down, but we love the message. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. How many of you can agree with that? Say amen. All right. To get your hands together like this. All right.
Somebody told me that it's all right, they can be glad.
I said, Jesus, I want you to come into my life and just take control, direct my life. You know what? I haven't regretted one moment that I've had Christ in my life. And I'd like to tell somebody that now I can tell you of the joy. Praise the Lord for being back here at ORU. And I want everybody right now to give Jesus Christ a hand clap for making all of this happen. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise the Lord. 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 Jesus said for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. I so enjoyed Living Sound tonight. I think the greatest commission of all, after we have found the Lord and accepted Him as Lord and Savior, is for us not to just keep to ourselves with this message, to spread it all around. Don't keep the faith, as they say, but spread it around. New song that He's given us, hope it's a blessing to your heart. Thank you. The story of Jesus. It sounded like music in my ears. Beautiful story of Jesus. Dispelled my doubts and all my fears. How marvelous is this love brought to me from above. But oh, it's not just a story, but reality. Beautiful story of Jesus. This world is longing to know. Wonderful story of Jesus. I'm gonna take it wherever I go. For it tells of love for this world to save every man, woman, boy, and girl. But oh, it's not just a story. Oh, not just another story.
Oh, but that plain and simple story became real to me.
Thank you. I'd like everyone to repeat these words after us tonight. Some of you that are visiting, you don't know what you've gotten yourself into. You say, what is all this noise and this hallelujah stuff? Well, we're going to really blow your mind right now, because we're going to do one of those very unchurched songs. You've heard it before if you have the album that it's on. But I want everybody that has life tonight to repeat these words. You ain't living until you met the Savior and had a personal experience with the Savior. Until you've answered his call, you ain't. See, that's the kind of talk you all do back here, so I don't feel so weird living at all. How many of you really have life tonight? All right. You can be a ruler or a king. You might have the best of everything. You might be a millionaire, but the Father made it so. But here's one thing he wants the whole world to know. You're dead if you don't know Jesus. Dead in trespasses and sin, to put it mildly. But I'm glad that he has given us life tonight. Okay, clap your hands and let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Best of everything.
You may be a millionaire, but my Father made it so.
But here's one thing God wants everybody to know. Oh, you
ain't living until you met the Savior and a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you met the Savior.
Till you answered his call, you ain't living at all.
Success and worldwide fame.
This world may be impressed by your great name. Hey, you may be a millionaire, but my Father made it so.
But here's one thing the Lord wants everybody to know. Oh, you
ain't living until you met the Savior and a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you met the Savior.
Till you've answered his call, you ain't at all.
My life was filled with loneliness. No trace of joy, no trace of happiness. But when I opened up my heart and let Christ in, new life for me began. Oh, just like a log, I was drifting in the sea. Don't you know that I was on my way, without a destiny? But one Friday night, you know I opened up my heart and let Christ in. That's where my new life began. I'll tell the world, you ain't living until you met the Savior. Had a personal experience with the Savior. Living until you met the Savior. Till you've answered his call, you ain't living at all. Everybody clap your hands.
You
might have life.
That's
gonna run to me. Yes, he did. He said, I come. I come to give you glory.
If you got that light, let me see you just wave your hand. Oh, you got that joy, joy unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's say it one more time. You ain't living until you met some saint. Present of a spirit. Why don't you shake hands with somebody? Shake hands with your neighbor. You ain't living at all. Shake somebody's hand and tell me living until you met some saint. And a person of a spirit.
Many tears and sorrow.
Thank you.
I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. That all my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I've seen millions of faces. But there were times when I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hour, it became a precious lonely hour. For Jesus let me know that I was his own. Now I can say that through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to depend upon His word. We'll sing it one more time, I said. Through it all, through it all, to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all,
God never failed me.
Through it all, oh, I learned to depend upon His word.
So now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them.
I'd never know what faith in His word can do. But now I can tell the world that
through it all,
God never failed me.
Through it all,
oh yes,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
Don't you know you've got to thank God for every mountain? You must thank Him for those valleys. You should thank Him for those storms. All that He's bringing you through right now. Well, for if you never have a problem, you'll never know that God can solve them. You'll never know what faith in His word can do. But now you can stand and tell the world,
through it all,
God was with me, He never failed me.
Through it all,
don't you know,
I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God.
Let me tell you that through it all, or sometimes through the fire,
through it all,
sometimes through the rain,
I learned
to depend upon His word.
Some of you are going through something right now, but I want those of you that God has delivered you many different things that you've had to go through. When basically we could have become bitter if we would look at them in the flesh. The word of God is so consoling, for it says all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Father, we praise You for Your word. Word that never changes. A man is nothing without His word. We're glad that Your word says heaven and earth shall pass away, for there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. You said my word shall stand forever. Jesus, we thank You tonight that as You took so many of Your sons and daughters through very ordeals of life, You never left them. Jesus, many of us are going through things right now. But I pray that as we sing this chorus once again, those that are witness of Your power, they'll just be unashamed to lift their hands and say, hey, God can take you through because He's done it for me. Don't become bitter when God takes us through things, or maybe a prayer isn't answered when we expected to be answered, but He was always on time. We lift our hands now and sing through it all. Everybody.
Through it all.
Minister, Holy Spirit.
I learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
God never left me, He never failed me.
Through it all,
but I learned
to depend upon His word.
One
some of us through the fire,
through it all.
Some of us through the flood, but we
learn to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God.
We'd like to tell you, don't give up.
Through it all,
God will see you through. Oh yes, He will. My bed,
I learned to depend upon His word.
That's the reason I praise You tonight, Lord, 'cause
I learned to depend upon His word.
Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Praise You, Father. Praise You, Father. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. So dry your eyes. Put a smile on your face. Because we're going to make it. We already have the victory. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want you to hear from Danny Bell. We've been singing every night, and our voices are really raspy. We kind of wish we had been here the first night, but we're rebuking Satan trying to hinder us, and we're going to sing anyhow. And I want you right now. Just in the past few months, we were in Australia and throughout Samoa and the Fiji Islands and the Tongan Islands. We came home for about 4 days and took a southern tour. Came home for about 3 days and had to minister in the Illinois area and universities. Came home for about 3 more days and recorded, and then came on this tour. So here we are, lifting up the name of Jesus. You know what? I'd rather wear out than the rust out. I want to just die sometime, just doing it for the Lord, or either be raptured, you know? One thing, the Lord has never called a lazy man. Some of you that are waiting for that unction to function, as soon as you graduate, think all of a sudden you're going to get this big vision and you're going to feel like working. It ain't going to happen like that. If you don't feel like doing it now, you ain't going to feel like doing it later. You can't go to bed a blunder and expect to wake up a wonder. So let the Holy Spirit do something for you right now. And right where you are, let Him start using you. Because you're not going to see this big boom all of a sudden. But right now, start witnessing. And then He'll bless you to bigger and better things, you know. We never thought that we'd be traveling all around the world. But I remember seeing a movie a long time ago of missions, you know. And when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I looked at that and said, oh, someday I really wish the Lord would just take me around the world and travel where I could see hundreds and thousands of people come to the Lord. And I'm out of a little church of about 200 or 300 people. My dad pastors there. The church was growing, but they have to come in shifts, you know. So it's not out of this big backing. Nobody backs us up, but we got the Holy Ghost behind us, you know. And that's enough. Amen. So right now, I want you to welcome Danny Bell. This is her first time here, and she doesn't care if her voice cracks. I like her because she just sings anyhow, and she just sings a song the way she thinks it should be sung, and I want you to welcome Danny Bell right now. She's going to sing for you.
He giveth
you ever felt like your strength was about to fail? Just before the task was begun. And when we have depleted our hordes of resources, our Father's forgiving, oh, it's only begun. You see, my God's love doesn't have a limit.
Presence and spirit encouraging us, saying, hang on in there. One time a gentleman came up to Sandra and said he had a message from the Lord for her and for Andre. Naturally, when you hear somebody say that, your ears, oh, what's God got to say? You know, what did I do now? And as she listened, she heard the man say, God said, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. But you know, the more you think about it, that has a lot of meaning. That means relax. Brother Andre, don't sweat it. That means relax and rest in the Lord. Whatever the situation is, turn it over to him. Let him take it. Obviously, you're not doing too well with it anyway, so give it to him. A simple little song, I'm sure you've heard it before. It says, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. turn it over to Jesus, then you can smile the rest of the day. They tell me that in teaching little children, one of the best methods to use is repetition. If you keep saying it over and over again, they say, oh yeah, I got that. So that's what I'm telling you. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. Listen and sing it with me the second time through. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, then you can smile the rest of the day. Let me hear you sing that. Turn it over, turn your life over.
Turn it over to Jesus.
Everybody say, turn it over to Jesus, then you can smile the rest of the day. One more time, everybody say,
turn it over,
turn your life.
For those of you that think all this noise is a new thing, I'd like to tell you it ain't no new thing. It's been going on for a long time. Some people say, well, this Jesus movement is a fad, you know, and just breathing through. You remember the story of the Holy Rollers, you know, and some of you from the other church. Remember, they used to look into those little storefront buildings and see them folks going, ah, glory, woo, yeah. And they'd start saying, ooh, look at that one, look at that one. Yeah. But something strange about these people, because they could lay hands upon sick people and they'd get well. And all the philosophizing people that still be walking around on crutches. I almost said walking around in wheelchairs, but I won't say that. But you know, it's good to believe the word of God, and sometimes it seems very unhip. Doesn't seem like the order of the day. A lot of times you're left all alone by just believing. And people called them a long time ago holy rollers, and I remember a little poem that was written. They call us holy rollers, and what they say is true. But if they knew what we were rolling about, they'd be rolling too. But you see, now we live in a different time, you know, and people are more sophisticated. So the name Holy Roller has been changed to protect the innocent. Now they're called charismatic people. The big time. But some of you that are just receiving these things from God, some people try to put other people down, but you've been late. This has been available for a long time. This is nothing new. But I'm happy that he's moving all around the world. And I'm saying, as Living Sound said, move, O Lord, in me. If I've been missing out, do it for me, Lord. this little song kind of depicts the old times. We try to put my sister on the wood block, and let's go back a little ways and sing about this Jesus movement. Reach out and touch him, because he's even here tonight. You know that? How many of you know that Jesus is here? Can you just say praise the Lord? I like to do this song, the first song that the Lord gave me. I didn't even know what it meant at the time. For those of you that God is beginning to use you in writing and different things like that, don't think you have to be on this high mountain, you know, with the wind blowing. Get a big chisel, a big rock, and begin to inscribe the words. He uses us in everyday situations. The first song he gave me, I was eating barbecue and drinking red soda water. And some of us know what I'm talking about, don't we, us? You know, we can't drink, you can't eat barbecue without red soda water. That's deep now. Don't go down right. That's from the Soul Food Bible. Putting all joking aside, I just like to say that he gives us, uses everyday situations that we can be a blessing to somebody. And I'm so happy that God is using me. And you don't know how beautiful it is to be used of God. It's not always hand clap, foot stomp, and good time. No. I went into the room the other night on the bus while we were traveling. One of the girls was just crying, you know. And I said, what's wrong? You know, they said, I'm just tired. I said, well, maybe because we've been singing every night, you know. And he said, yeah, I think that's what it is. And how the group would just minister to one another, and before we know it, the Lord is just strengthening us right there. I'm so happy for the blood of Jesus that meets our needs day from day to day. And that blood will never lose its power. And I thank the Lord for the blood tonight. The blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of his blood, there would be no remission for our sins. There wouldn't be a resource that we could go to in an hour of oppression, an hour of weariness. But we can just claim the blood of Jesus and the strength of Jesus. In our weakness, he is our strength. And some of you that feel weary right now, just accept the strength of the Lord right now. A lot of times we feel sorry for ourselves, and we can just get more down and down and down and down, oppressed for things that are seemingly in our path. But I dare you just to take on the strength of the Lord, to dry those eyes and just say, I praise you, Lord. With joy we can draw water from the wells of salvation. You know, it's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes we walk out on the stage, and sometimes the last thing I feel like doing is singing. And I walk out there and say, please, people, pray for me. I'm tired. And there's somebody out there that's praying for us. Not to compare us with anybody else, but as we minister, you minister to us as we just sing and give praise to the Lord. I praise the Lord for his strength right now that I sense. Listen. The blood of Jesus shed for me. It was way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never, never, ever lose its power. Sing it, Perry.
For it soothes all my doubts, and it calms all of my fears. All of my that still gives me strength from day to day, and it will never, 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 never lose, never lose its power.
I'm glad that it reaches to the highest mountain.
Well, that sounds mighty good right now.
And it flows to the lowest valley.
Oh,
the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
I'd like to sing that verse one more time. I said it was nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know it was shed for you and me.
Jesus shed his blood for you and for me one day. Back on the trees of Calvary, and I thank you for your blood. But it gives me strength from day to day. And it will never, 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 never lose.
To that, that you've heard. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh,
there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the breath of the blood of the Lamb.
Oh,
there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb.
Oh,
there is power, power, wonder-working power. In the breath of the blood of the Lamb.
Everybody sing.
There is power, power, wonder-working power. In the blood.
You won't find it anywhere else.
The Lamb.
In the blood,
in the blood,
in the blood,
in the blood.